I'm going to focus on federal authorizations and issues related to LNG export terminals and natural gas, interstate natural gas pipelines. Now, the Commission, the FERC, has continued its approval of LNG export terminals. We're in the second wave now, and recently the Commission approved the Venture Global Calcasieu Pass LNG terminal, Port Arthur, Driftwood LNG, and the latest is the Gulf LNG facility in Mississippi. There are a whole slew of other pending LNG terminals awaiting approval and are in the process. Three down in the Brownsville area, Texas Brownsville, Rio Grande, and Anova, and then, of course, the Jordan Cove terminal in Oregon. And then the largest, at least in the U.S., the largest proposed LNG export terminal in it's up in Alaska on the Kenai Peninsula. It will be. Now, not only do you need an approval from the FERC to build and operate your LNG terminal, you need authorization from the DOE to export the LNG. And there's kind of a quirk in the law. If you're exporting, you want to export the LNG to a country with which we have a free trade agreement that gives national treatment to LNG, natural gas, you file your application, and it has to be approved, quote, without modification or delay. So you can file an application for a very large amount of LNG to export to a country like Korea, South Korea, and it will be approved almost immediately without modification. But you also would like a export authorization to non-free trade agreement nations, and that process is quite extensive, and it involves environmental and public interest review. Now, the Department of Energy does, I think every 2 years, a macroeconomic study on LNG exports, and has recently done one that concluded that the benefits from the export of LNG for the pending non-FTA nation, the applications are supported by the benefits outweigh any detriment. And so that is part of the basis that the DOE will use to approve those applications, most likely. What the DOE does is it awaits the FERC to approve the terminal, and at that point, and recently has very quickly then issued the non-FTA export authorizations to the terminal owner. Now, one very important aspect of the export authorization is that the LNG terminal can use its export authorization as agent for others, including the off-takers. They just have to register the off-takers with the DOE, which is fairly ministerial requirement. So the LNG terminal process approvals are proceeding ahead. The next thing I want to talk about is issues related to natural gas pipelines. You would think that if the Commission issues a certificate authorizing the construction and operation of an interstate pipeline, that that's it. Along with that certificate comes the right of eminent domain, and those pipelines will be constructed. Well, there's been the opponents of natural gas pipelines have come at the pipeline projects from various different directions legally, and we're going to go through some of those issues that they've have raised. The first one relates, and this is an issue in the Commission's order, although it's not clear whether this is an issue anymore. It's clear that the FERC's policy is that the need for a project can be established by the contracts that the project has with the potential shippers. And then the issue is, well, if those shippers are affiliates of the pipeline, is that adequate support to demonstrate need? The Commission's policy is that it clearly is, that the Commission doesn't go behind the the agreements and doesn't want to intrude into a state area. For example, if an agreement is with a local gas utility who wants service from the pipeline. And there has been a recent court judgment. It's not a decision or a reported decision in the Appalachian Voices case, where the court was very clear that it thought affiliate contracts were adequate to support the commission's finding of need.